Hey everyone, and welcome back to Digital Poison. I'm your host, Rachel Carter, here to help you detox from those digital demons and reclaim your real life. And today, we're diving into a topic that might feel a little uncomfortable at first. Learning to say no. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? Like your plate is overflowing with commitments, deadlines, and requests, leaving you feeling stressed, overwhelmed, and just plain drained. Yeah, I get it. We live in a world where busy has become a badge of honour, and saying yes to everything feels like the only way to succeed. But what if I told you that saying no more often could actually be the key to unlocking more peace, clarity, and even productivity? Now, before you roll your eyes and think, Rachel, easier said than done, hear me out. Saying no isn't about being selfish or rude. It's about protecting your time, energy, and mental well-being. Think of it like this. Your life is a precious resource, and just like you wouldn't pour water into a leaky bucket, you shouldn't pour yourself into every single demand that comes your way. So, why is saying no so important in today's digital world? Well, for starters, our screens are constantly bombarding us with notifications, emails, and messages all vying for our attention. It's like a never-ending game of tug-of-war between our real lives and the virtual ones. Learning to say no helps you reclaim control over your time and energy, allowing you to focus on what truly matters. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you master the art of saying no. 1. Start small. Don't go from a chronic yes person to a stone-cold no machine overnight. Begin by saying no to smaller requests, maybe decline an invitation to a social gathering you don't feel up to, or politely pass on helping with that project that doesn't align with your goals. 2. Find your voice. Saying no doesn't have to be harsh or confrontational. You can do it kindly and respectfully. Try phrases like, "Thank you for thinking of me, but I'm already committed," or "I appreciate the offer, but I need to prioritize other things right now." 3. Set boundaries. Establish clear boundaries with yourself and others. Decide what you're willing to commit to and communicate it assertively. This could involve setting limits on your work hours, designating specific times for checking emails, or creating a no-screen zone in your home. 4. Embrace imperfection. It's okay to not be able to please everyone all the time. Remember that saying no sometimes is actually showing respect for yourself and others. 5. Reframe your thinking. Instead of viewing saying no as a negative, see it as an opportunity to protect your well-being and make space for what truly matters to you. You know that feeling when you're constantly on the go, juggling a million things, and you just can't seem to catch a break? Like you're running on fumes and barely keeping your head above water. I remember one time it was a particularly hectic week at work. I had social commitments piled up, and I was trying to finally tackle that home renovation project. I felt like a hamster on a wheel, constantly spinning but getting nowhere. My energy was depleted, my stress levels were through the roof, and I was starting to feel resentful about everything. It was then I realized I needed to hit the brakes and start saying no more often. It wasn't easy at first. I felt guilty declining invitations, pushing back on deadlines, and even saying no to some things that seemed like good opportunities. But slowly I started to see the difference. I had more time for myself, my energy levels increased, and I was able to focus better on the things that truly mattered. So, remember folks, you don't have to be a superhero who does it all. Saying no is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of self-respect and awareness. It's about taking control of your time, energy, and well-being so you can show up as the best version of yourself in all areas of your life. Alright, let's recap. Saying no is not just about saying no. It's about protecting your time, energy, and mental health, setting boundaries, prioritizing what truly matters to you, and reclaiming control over your life. It's a skill that takes practice, but the rewards are worth it: less stress, more focus, and a whole lot of inner peace. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to start saying no to this week? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media using #digitaldetox. And don't forget to subscribe to Digital Poison for more tips and tricks on navigating the digital world with intention and purpose. Until next time, keep it real, keep it healthy, and keep saying no when you need to.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.